Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're happy to be here this morning with you, and this is the show for children, by children, and about children. And I'm happy this morning to have with me my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
Okay, it's a nice cold day in the Atlanta metro area, but we're happy to be here this morning. The sun is shining. It's a brand new day, and we're happy to be here. We have a wonderful guest. I believe this will be the Children's Choice guest today. Our musical guest today is none other than Mr. Sean Locke of Sean Locke and the Monster. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and we're so happy to have you on our show this morning.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to be on the show.
Okay. Well, we're going to go on and get started this morning. I do. We had another guest we were waiting on, but sometimes the people that are supposed to be there are there. And so we're going to get started this morning. I want to, as always, thank the parents for their assistance in helping the young people get ready, and for their support. I want to say parents and grandparents, for your helping us out with the children. They're doing a wonderful job, and this is extracurricular activity, and I know many of them are in sports and other activities with school, but they have been able to take time out to get this show moving, and for that, we're really happy. I also want to announce, like we have been for the last couple of weeks, that we are recruiting for additional Junior Giant reporters. And if you need any information on that, you need to call me at 678-516-5570. Or you can go to our website at wix.com/Junior Giants Speak. And you can get information there. The young people need to be between the ages of 7 and 12 and be willing to take some chances. This is something different. It's not the norm, so they have to be willing to take some chances and put themselves out there. The young people that we have right now have just been an excellent group, and we want to continue with that quality of young people. So we're going to go on and get started. With this being the weekend for the Super Bowl, we decided to focus on champions today. And before the Junior Giants come, I just wanted to kind of give you my definition of a champion. I believe a champion is someone doesn't necessarily always win, but it's about their character. I believe that a champion is someone who's willing to be kind to others, show others the respect that they want to receive themselves. So it has a lot to do with character. And so I believe that the young people that we've been allowed to work with on this show, to me, they're my champions. And that may sound odd for children to be champions, but I want them to know that I have learned a great deal from them. They're teaching me when they don't even realize that they're teaching me, and for that I am very grateful. So today we're going to be talking about champions, and the children were all asked to identify someone in their lives that they felt was a champion. And this person could be someone within their personal life or someone that they've read about that they consider to be a champion. They were allowed to choose whoever they like. They were also asked to identify qualities within themselves that made them champions. And so we're going to go on and get started this morning and hear what our young people have to say to us. And we're going to start this morning with Miss Amaji. Amaji, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
It's been cool. How was yours?
It's been very busy, but good. Very busy, but good. Go right ahead with your story.
Okay. I believe that a champion is somebody that is not afraid to lose. A person that gets back up and continues to fight no matter what the outcome is. A person that always wins the war even when they lose the battle at the time. I have known my mom all my life, apparently, and I believe that she is the perfect example of a champion because she goes through so much to get to where she is now. She has those times where she needs to be alone, as well as those times where she wants her whole family. She has those crazy times where she thinks, well, we think she's 13 again, and I love that about her. When she's going through even the most dreadful times, you would never know unless she tells you because she perseveres, she smiles to keep from crying, and even when she's going through, she continues to encourage other people with their problems. My mom is my hero, my champion, and honestly, I believe she is Superwoman. She takes care of me, which I know is not easy because I'm a crazy burst of energy. She owns a hair salon, and she goes to school 4 days out of the week. I've only seen my mom cry a few times, and half those times were happy tears, but I know it happens more than those select few times that I see her cry. But she is a strong woman, which is why I've only seen her cry a few times. She is courageous because she is not afraid to stand up for what she believes in or what is right. She is a cheerful person, and I have never seen her frown. I get in trouble sometimes, and I get disciplined, but I understand it's only because she loves me and cares, and I honestly appreciate that about her. I didn't pick my mom as a champion just because she's my mom. I picked her because I saw and see a champion in her. She's amazing, and I love her.
That was excellent, Imaji.
Thank you.
So, Imaji, have you told your mom that you feel like she's your champion?
Yes, I have. She actually read this to her, and she cried.
That's very nice. So tell me, Imaji, what qualities do you have that make you a champion? Because I believe, just like I said earlier, I believe all of you all are champions. So tell me what qualities you feel like you may have that make you a champion.
Well, I believe that I'm very persistent. I don't give up so easily when something doesn't go my way. So I try my best, and even if I don't get it at that time, I know that sooner or later it will work out for the better.
Okay, so your persistence helps you to be a champion.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I like that a lot. Good job. And
that's
a quality that all of us can jot down as being a quality of a champion. And we're going to continue on with our Junior Giants. And like I said, this is a show on champions. We're celebrating the Super Bowl weekend. And I'm trying to remember who exactly is in the Super Bowl. I believe it's the – somebody's going to tell me. Who is
it? It's the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, I was going to be way off. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think because I was rooting for other teams when they didn't make it, I stopped paying attention. So,
right. You too.
But we are going to continue with our champion show. We're going to go to our next reporter. And I want to start with Ariana. And good morning, Ariana. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Tell me about your champion, Ariana.
Okay. My champion. My definition of a champion is a person that never gives up on people and always helps them. My champion is God. He saved, he died on the cross, and he saved our souls. My personal faith with God is that he helped me heal from sickle cell. He healed both my grandmas from breast cancer. And he just helped me during my struggles and ups and downs in life. God is not just our Savior. He is also our Father. And we should know that we should always love him. And God, we all know that God should always be with us.
Okay, so you selected God as your champion.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has me on speaker. You have to take me off so we won't have an echo. But choosing God, that was an excellent choice. Ariana, tell me the traits that you have that would make you a champion.
The strength that I have that makes me a champion is that I will never give up on my and what I have and what I have to help people just like me, because I know that God will always help me to help people that have sickle cell and have breast cancers and all the kids out there. And God will know that I can use my talent to help people and heal them spiritually and emotionally.
Okay, I like that. Here's my question for the show. I seem to have a question every time we do the show that I want you guys to be thinking about. And at the end of the show, I'm going to need answers from everybody. The question is, what scares you about being a real champion? Because one thing that a champion does, a champion sometimes has to stand alone, and sometimes a champion has to stand out away from their friends, and sometimes that's not a comfortable feeling. But I want you to tell me, what scares you about being a champion, and what makes you persevere? What makes you go on and do the things that you need to do? That's the question for the hour. So be thinking about an answer as we go on through the show. We're going to continue our show. We're going to go to our musical director, Miss Ariel. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Who is our guest this morning?
Well, this morning our guest is Sean Locke.
Okay. I think Ariella's been waiting to do this interview for some time, so I'm going to let you go on and get to it. Go right ahead, Ariel.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, there I go. How old were you when you first started being involved in music?
I was in high school, so I probably will say around 14, 15. You know, I didn't start singing or rapping or anything like that at that age. Mostly it was all dancing, you know, so very young age dancing. So when I was about probably 3 or 4 years old, when I started dancing, but that was the start that led into the musical part.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Yep.
How would you describe your music?
I would describe my music as a fusion of different styles. You know, we have the hip hop, we have the rock, and so it's like a big melting pot of gumbo. You know, so I think that would be the best word to use when describing what we do. It's a gumbo of music.
Oh.
You know what gumbo is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who had the greatest influence on you musically?
The greatest influence on me musically. I know there's so many different people that influenced me musically, but I think I picked up the most knowledge about my audience and music ministry touring with Toby Mac. So I would probably say he's probably the most influential person in my music career. So yeah, Toby Mac would have to be that person.
Oh, because I heard that you have done like. Before you got into your solo career, that you did background singing for him?
Yep. I was out on the road touring with Toby for like 10 years. So over the years, you know, he's definitely showed me a lot of things, things not to do, things to do, and to make sure that my message was always clear and that people understood that we represented Christ and you know, and it's not really about so much about the hype and the excitement, because at the end of the day, you want them to leave with Jesus on their lips, not, oh, Sean did a great show. Even though, you know, that it's a part of it, you know, our ultimate goal is to you know, enlighten people and have them focused more on Christ and energized and ready to go forth in the things that God has them called to do.
Okay. So, yeah. On another note, tell us about your band.
The Monster. Yeah. Well, people are, you know, they ask us all the time, they say, how do you get the name The Monster? And really, it doesn't have anything to do with the scary creature, you know, because people think that a lot. But monster, for us, it's an adjective, you know, of monstrous, meaning huge, massive in numbers. And I think that, you know, the band members in our band they have incredible talents. And so just being at Church High Point, you know, we have a lot of really talented guys. You know, Dakari High is an incredible drummer. Sean Satterwhite has interpretive dance type thing that he does really well. Raymond plays keys and sings, you know, and so, you know, sitting at church, you know, over the years, I saw the talents in these guys dedicating their gifts and talents toward God. And I always wanted a band, and I felt like, you know, if we all was to bring our gifts and talents together, it would be amazing. It would be monstrous. And that's how, you know, you have the name Monster. And so even when we're outside traveling and in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people, I try to point out the fact to people that, you know, it's not just a whole bunch of people in a building. You know, if you are believers and you have the Lord Jesus Christ inside of you, that means there's a lot of power in a building. And it doesn't matter what your gift and talent is, because when we all work together and use those gifts and talents together, it makes us even that much stronger. And so my band, you know, the crowd, believers in total, you know, that makes the Monster for us. And so, you know, that's how we roll.
That's really good to know.
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
I tinker around a little bit. I can't say that I'm a full-on, you know, piano player, but I can find the chords and the keys that I want to play. I know a couple chords on the guitar. I am the worst drummer ever, and it's weird because I have really good rhythm and I dance and I can, you know, but when it comes to, like, trying to have different limbs, do different things, and keep a beat, I'm the worst at it. You can ask the guy, he'll tell you. It's bad.
What role did your parents play in encouraging you in music?
I don't really know where it came from, because my mom, she doesn't really sing. I don't think my dad sings either. My mom was a really good dancer, though. And I know, you know, she was the first one to, teach me to dance. My first dance was the airplane. And it sounds really strange, and it's really simple. You just put your arms way out and pretend like you're gliding. So, but she's been, you know, I guess the inspirational person in movement. You know, she has really good rhythm and dances really well. But I think the other stuff is just something that God decided to give me, and you know, I worked hard at it, and I've got better and better and better, and you know. And it just works. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah. So, were there times when you were afraid or nervous about singing in front of people?
Yeah. There was a time where I was a little bit nervous about singing and rapping in front of people, because I was still getting to know who I was. But I think what really was a turning point for me was when I, you know, just realized that God had clearly called me to do this, you know. And once God has given you a stamp, you know, and says, hey, this is what I've called you to do, there's nothing that can get in the way of that, you know. It's like, that's my mentality. It's like, no matter if somebody out in the audience is not really interested or feel what I'm doing, I know that God wants me to be there and do what I'm doing. And so, you know, that right there kind of took away any fear of anything, because, you know, once you've got God on your side and he's got your back, I mean, what can man do to you? So we go forth like that with that kind of energy and confidence and, you know, so there's not any fear anymore.
Because, like, I've seen you, like, kind of perform and stuff, but, like, as you perform more and more, does it kind of get easier just to perform in front of them?
Yeah, it gets easier. And then, you know, once you, you know, it's a little shaky, like when you're starting a new set and doing a new record and new songs, that's a little bit shaky because you're like, you want everything to be right and, you know, your first couple times doing it. But after you do it over and over and over again, it becomes kind of second nature to you. And one cool thing is you know, having great band members, because you can always look to them for support and, you know that if something does go off a little bit, they know what to do and they can pick you up where you might be falling short. So, you know, I definitely am blessed to have the band that I have with me on the road and have so much time with them where, you know, we're not really too worried about anything happening because we feel like we can make it through it. So we've had some really good ones, and we've had some ones that were like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, we're professionals, so, you know, it works out.
Yeah, that's great. What is it that you enjoy about music?
I enjoy the impact that it has on people. You know, there's so many different emotions and things that can be ministered through music. Like, you know, music can bring joy into a room, you know, and the Spirit of God, you know, can flow, you know, through music, through a person who's giving off praise and worship. You know, there's so many different, you know, elements of praise so many different energies that can come out of it. So I think that's one thing that's really that I really enjoy the most is just seeing people light up, seeing people draw closer to God, and then hearing stories, you know, of how certain songs minister to them in times where they were not necessarily feeling the best, or they've gone through a certain situation, and the lyrics to a song help that person through. You know, or even in people's fitness, it's funny that, you know, because some of our music is really upbeat, you know, I get a lot of tweets and Facebook messages talking about how they love to work out to some of our music. So, you know, it's a cool thing to be able to, you know, edify someone spiritually and in their natural health. So it's cool. So those are some of the things that I think that I enjoy with my music.
Okay. So how has your music changed over time before, like when you started till like now?
It's changed a lot. My music has changed a lot just because I've grown and I've learned more and, you know, when you're first starting, sometimes you're like, well, I know I was really eager just to show how good I was, you know, and how, you know, how talented I was in rapping. And so, you know, over the time, you know, that changes, you know, it was like, you know, like it was like God was giving me opportunities that I was praying for. And as those opportunities started coming to me, you know, I started to feel the burden of not being about what I can do, but more about who God is. And so that's definitely changed how I do what I do. I definitely have a heavier burden to make sure people are hearing the gospel and that they're leaving with Jesus and not just a great show, like I said before. But my style has changed a little bit because, you know, my audience is a little bit different. The demographic that I reach is not just people who listen to hard hip-hop music. You know, they listen to pop music, and, you know, God has given me a gift and the ability to sing and create songs that appeal to different genres and different different demographics. So, you know, the music now kind of explores that, you know, and I just go with what I feel God is calling me to do at the moment, and it's not just trying to be one thing. So I hope that kind of answers your question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first song you ever wrote?
Oh, man. I was really young. I probably was like 9 years old. And it was a rap. And it wasn't even a full song. It was like, you know, a couple of lines. And it wasn't really good at all. But, you know, it wasn't even long enough to have a name. So, oh, I know what it was. It was the Oars or Back in Racine. And, you know, that was my mom's maiden name. Her last name was Orr, and we had just moved to Racine, Wisconsin. And so me and my cousins wrote a rhyme, and it was horrible. Yeah, it was good at all.
Who's your favorite artist now?
My favorite artist? That's a tough question because, you know, there's so many different things, you know, that people, like, different styles. You know, like, sometimes you're feeling, you know, some straight-up worship gospel stuff, you know. And at the moment, you know, I really like Tasha Cobb, you know, for,
yeah.
You know, the gospel thing. But, you know, in more eclectic gospel music, I think I like Molly Music. He's really good.
Yeah.
And then
what's your favorite music in, like, a type of genre that you do, like rap? Like favorite artists that gospel, like, that do raps, like gospel.
Oh, that raps. My favorite gospel rap artist. It's tough. I don't necessarily have one. I don't really know. You know, it's strange because I don't listen to like a lot of gospel rap. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good people. You know, like the whole Reach Records team. You know, Trip Lee, Lecrae. You know, they're all, you know, friends of mine that, you know, that I enjoy the music, but I wouldn't say that they're necessarily my favorite, but they are definitely cool dudes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would your advice be to young people who want to be involved in music or just want to follow their dreams?
Well, I always tell young people to make sure it's something that God has called you to do when you are doing music, because there's a lot of, you'll be spinning your wheels and wasting a lot of time and energy, and you'll end up being really frustrated trying to do something that God hasn't, you know, ordained you to do, or something that God doesn't have in your future plan. So I think the key thing is, you know, trying to find out what your gift and talent is, and the gift and the path that God wants you to use. I mean, of course, you know, it's great to have hobbies and things like that, but after you get past that part, you know, it's being the best you can be at what you do, you know. So if you're going to be a piano player, you got to practice. You got to try to be the best piano player that anybody's ever heard. You got to rehearse. If you're singing or rapping, you just got to sing and rap and practice and get better and try to get better and better and better and better. That would be my first couple things to say. And, you know, telling somebody that you do music is different from giving somebody a CD with you doing what you do, because people can tell you things until they're blue in the face, but, you know, the evidence of it is, you know, has to be there. So, you know, if you're trying to do music, I think you should definitely try to figure out a plan to get in the studio, get some music, and record it, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
a
get
great
good
advice.
Critiques. Yes, get good critiques. Don't listen to, like, people who just well, you know, there's a lot of people that will just say, hey, because, they, you know, if you're doing, like, gospel music, they're, you know, you'll get encouragement because it's positive. You know, you want people to tell you the honest truth, like, if it doesn't, if it, you know, what's not good about it, because you have a lot of people who will just tell you you're good just because it's, you know, because you are a child of God, and they don't want to tear you down. They want to build you up in that thing. But try to get honest, you know, and do
okay,
and do what, you know, try to be the, what you do.
Okay.
That's what I would say. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for this interview. And
all right,
my last final question is, what music do you have for us this morning?
Oh, yes. I have a song I wrote called Hello. And really, Hello is really a song that I wrote to encourage people to step out of their comfort zones. You know, for those, you know, like we were just talking about, people who want to get in the music industry. But it's not just music industry. The song was written, like, to really encourage people who wanted to do something that in ministry, period. You know, it was a song written to encourage people to step out of their comfort zones and go after that thing that, you know, that they were involved in, and maybe they put it down, you know, if it's working in the missions field, you know, it's never too late to pick up those things. You know, you can be effective and you can do anything with Christ on your side. So, you know, it was something that kind of was a motivational thing, and I wanted people to hear it on the radio and feel encouragement to go after their dreams and aspirations and go after the things of God, knowing that He has your back. So that's what the song Hello is, and, you know, it's kind of like saying, hello, wake up, go get it, you know. So that's what it is, Hello.
That's one of my favorite songs by you. You know that?
Yeah, cool. I'm glad you like that song. Now we're going to play it, right?
Well, here's Hello by Sean Locke. Hope everybody likes it.
Yeah.
And but before we go to the song, I wanted to ask you, Sean, because our show is about champions. Tell me, why are you a champion?
Why am I a champion? I feel that I'm a champion because God has made me a champion. You know, the Bible says we are more than conquerors. And so as long as my life is lining up with what He plans and what He has for me, and I execute those things to the best of my ability, I'm winning. You know, the war is already won, but, you know, we'll entertain it. So that's why I feel like I'm a champion.
Okay, and we thank you for doing our show this morning.
All right, I was happy to be here.
Okay, we're going to play for you now, Champion. I mean, we're going to play for you, Hello.
Oh, yeah, I need to write a song called Champion.
Did you?
Right.
We'll have to get that one the next time. But here's
Hello
for you.
All right.
You're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position. And those dreams that you long left fade away, were the hopes to a brighter day. Wake up, don't play it safe. The key to your freedom is in your faith. And here's where it all meets face to face. Now this moment in time won't be erased. Take a deep breath and look to the sky. In the shadow of the dark, never seen the sun. So take a deep breath and look.
Song. And we want to thank Sean for being with us again. He was our show champion today. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move right along and continue our show on champion. We're celebrating the spirit of the champion. And I think children exhibit those spirits more than they even know. And this is one of my champions, this young man that's coming now to give us some information about being a champion. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It was good.
Okay. Talk to me about being a champion.
Ma'am?
Talk to me about being a champion.
Well, to me, being a champion is like playing or doing things honestly and fairly. And well, the person that I think is a champion is my grandpa. The reason why I think he's a champion is because he's when others need help, he helps them. And when people are going through things, he helps them. And if someone can't like pay bills or anything, he pays it for them, or get someone to help pay it for them.
Okay, I've met your grandfather. I would agree that he would be a champion. Tell me, Simeon, what qualities do you have that make you a champion?
One quality is I do things fairly, and like if I play a game, I play fairly. And some people try to cheat. I still play fairly. Like in school yesterday, I was playing a game of Family Feud, and one of the boys on my team, he was cheating because he had three strikes. He was cheating. He said that wasn't our third strike, but it really was, and I was telling the truth.
Okay. And that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not easy to be the champion, but it's necessary. I like your definition to do things fairly. One of the things you have to always remember is you're going to reap what you sow. So if you sow deceit by not being honest, then that's going to come back to you. You're going to have to pay for that. So good job, Simeon. And I thank you this morning, even though your guest didn't show this morning. I want to thank you for being with us. And given us your, stay on so you can answer the question for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go on to our next junior giant. And we're going to go to Grace. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
So you had a track meet this morning or a track practice?
I had a track practice.
Okay, what did you do in track?
Well, it's track and field, and what we basically do is we run, and then we do shot put, which is you get, like, a six-pound ball, and you throw it in many different ways, and then you do the softball throw and everything.
So are you a shot putter?
I don't know what I am right now. I'm just in the middle of everything.
Okay. Okay, so you're just kind of feeling your way to see what you like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go on. Tell me, give me your story about champion.
Okay. To me, a champion is a person who has succeeded in life and who has pleased God. A person who has ups and downs and has let nobody get in the way of succeeding. Who has let their haters be the motivators and have never given up or quit just because it was too hard. A person who has done their absolute best. And my champion is my mom, and I asked her a couple of questions. My first question was, who in your life was a champion to you? And she said it was her godmother, Emma Washington, because she's a fearing lady and loves people for who they are and accepts them regardless. And that's the way Christ wants us to love, not in a judgmental way. And then my second question was, do you think you are a champion and why? She said yes, because she has overcome a lot and hard challenges and obstacles in life. And another question was, who motivated her? And it was her godmother and her church family. And her ups and downs were, her ups were being a mom and being the best mom she can be, and her down was not having a biological mother. My last question was, do you think you have done your absolute best? She said yes, and I believe that you can always improve in all you do in life. I think what makes me a champion is that I won't let anybody get in my way to succeeding. All the haters, I let them drive me to do my best.
Okay. Excellent story. And I believe your mom is a champion. She's a great example for you and your sisters. Good job. Thank you, Grace. And we're going to keep going. We're going to go to Faith. Good morning, Faith. How are you this morning?
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So tell me, Faith, give me your information about being a champion.
Okay. A champion to me is someone who has done something great in life, never given up, kept on trying, and has helped others. My champion to me is God, because he has won already to me. What he does is never gets mad at people and never gives up on them either. He gives them what they ask for even though they have done him wrong. And the great thing God has done for me is he has gave me mercy. He has healed me from any and every sickness. He has blessed my family and many more things. What makes me a champion is that I never give up either. I keep on fighting in what I believe in.
Okay, I like that. Our champion is God. He's the supreme champion. And one of the things I always want you all to realize, and those of you who are listening, is that we are made in the image of God. And if you have accepted Christ into your life, that means that God lives in you. So the greatness of God is part of who you are. And I want to say that to our young people as we talk about champions. Know that you are a champion, every single one of you that are listening, those are the junior giants now, you are champions because God intended for you to exceed and to do well. He intended for you to be successful. And so know that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Like I said earlier, a champion doesn't necessarily always win, but they always put their best foot forward. So whenever you're faced with anything, even when it's difficult, it's important that you learn how to persevere. I believe that was one of the characteristics that we had today. Persevere. Push through. Don't give up. And you'll get the goal that you're going for. And so I want you to realize that all of you guys, you really are champions in my eyes. And I'm sure not just in my eyes, but in the eyes of your peers and your family members, you're champions. You're a great bunch of young people. So we're going to go to our question. Ariel, did you have a story on champion?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay, because I know you were getting ready for the interview. You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're going to go on to our question, and I'm going to open up everyone's mic, so make sure that you're in a quiet place. The question that I presented was, what scares you about being a champion?
Can I go first to share?
Yes.
Okay, so what scares me about being a champion is, like, when I was listening to some people, like, tell their stories and stuff and say, like, and what you said about the question about, like, us, like, not being afraid to talk about God in school and stuff. Well, I'm not some person that's kind of afraid to talk about God and talk about being a Christian and stuff and always wants to hang around. Well, not all the time, but most of the time, always hang around people that aren't really Christians. And most of them say they are Christians, but honestly, to me, they're not. But I tell them I'm a Christian and all, but I never really, like, tell them, like, how I am into really being a Christian and how God is really a really part of my life. So I'm kind of afraid to say that because I'm afraid that they would judge me. But sometimes they try to make me do the wrong things, and when I don't want to do those things, they tell me I'm stupid and something wrong with me, and they say they don't want to be my friend anymore. But then when it comes time for me to be, like, doing class and stuff, and when I'm acing all the tests and I'm getting able to do other stuff and they're not doing stuff, they want me to help them cheat and stuff to, like, make them, to let them be, like, to give them all the answers that I'm doing. But so I don't feel really comfortable letting them cheat and stuff because it doesn't make me feel right. It makes me feel like they're not learning anything. So that's, like, kind of why I'm kind of afraid just, like, to do it around, like, being in school.
But you know what, Ariel, one of the things, and this goes for all of you all, one of the things that you have to remember is the Bible says, let your light so shine. So sometimes you don't have to tell everybody, oh, you know what, I'm a Christian, and I'm really, really a Christian. You don't have to do that. You can just do right. When you're not letting them cheat, that's you being a good Christian. When you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, that's you being a good Christian. Because you can say anything, just like they're telling you that they're Christians, but they want to cheat off your paper. That's not showing Christian behavior. And while we are not judging them, we can't judge whether they're Christian or not. That's between them and God. But when you are a Christian, your light has to shine, and the light that's shining has to be good because God is good and it's his light. So all you have to worry about doing is being a good example, okay? So you don't have to worry about whether or not you tell them that you're a Christian. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I do.
Go ahead.
May I please repeat the question?
The question is, no, let me find it again. The question is, what scares you about being a champion? What makes you nervous about that?
One thing that scares me is, like, if I do something right, and, like, my friends, if I do something right, they say, they think of me in a bad way, and then sometimes they say good stuff about me, and then sometimes they say bad stuff.
Okay. And so that's why I wanted to know, because sometimes it's hard. You feel like you're standing by yourself. But you need to understand, first of all, God is with you. And the people who are really, really your friends, sometimes we have people that are not our friends and we just associate with them. You know, we just hang out with them. But the people who are really, really your friends are not going to be the ones that are talking bad about you. And so it's good for you to know the difference between the two. And so sometimes it may be difficult to stand and be a champion, but if you do, it will benefit you. You win.
I'm here.
Carmella, say that again.
Hello.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I do.
Okay.
What scares me about being a champion is that when you don't do something right, you get criticized, and then you have to stand out from the crowd. You can't do what everybody else do just because they think it's cool. And so that's what scares me the most.
Which junior giant is this?
Imaji.
Imaji, are you a gifted young girl?
I believe so.
Okay. So if you are gifted, because you don't like to stand out. You like to blend into the crowd. But if you're gifted, and you are, why do you think you're gifted?
I think I'm gifted to be able to share my gifts to everybody so they can see the God in me.
Exactly. And so if you're in the crowd, now imagine, the Bible says, let your light so shine. And it says, don't hide it under a bushel. So when you're trying to blend in with the crowd, that's hiding it under a bushel. And so you have to let your light shine. And so you can't act like you're not gifted and not let people see what you're doing. It's important. It's very important. Okay?
Okay.
But you are a champion. All of you guys are. And so I just want you to remember that. When you're hiding out and people ask you to do things and you don't really want to do them, go on and do it. Let people see your light. There's something great in you that other people need to see. Okay? And so let your light shine. Be a champion. You're a bad little girl. It's a good thing. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I do.
Go ahead. And who is I do?
Ariana.
All right, Ariana.
What scares me about being a champion is when you do something right and everybody thinks it's wrong. Like, when you know that somebody's breaking a rule and you go, like, tell an adult something, they'll be like, you're a snitch and everything. But they know that they're doing wrong, but they think it's cool to do wrong, but it's not.
Oh, that's a good one. But you know what? Unfortunately, that's just the time that we live in. A lot of things that people are doing that are wrong, they want to call it right because it justifies them doing it. It makes them feel better about doing it. But when you know right from wrong, God is going to say, God is. God is going to judge you for what you do. And when you know it's wrong, don't do it. This is all there is to it. Don't do it. And yet they may talk about you, but you're right. In their heart of hearts, they know that it's wrong. They're just trying to make themselves feel better about it. But a champion still has to stand, even though it's difficult. That's the whole point about being a giant. David was the giant, not Goliath, because David had to stand when everybody laughed at him because he was a little kid who said that he could slay this giant. But in essence, he was the real giant because he knew who he was because he served God and he knew God was going to fight for him. And that made him a giant. And so for the rest of you all are giants. Who wants to go next? Faith and Grace, have you guys gone?
No, ma'am.
Let me hear you.
Oh, well, this is Faith. And what scares me about being a champion is going through the challenges. That's what scares me the most. Like, I don't know what's, like, going to happen. And then I get faced with the challenge, and I don't know how to, like, cope with it or do anything about it.
Okay. One of the things you have to remember, Faith, is that you're never alone. When you're faced with a challenge, it's not just you. It's you're faced with the challenge, but God is going to be right there with you to help you be successful. And God is always working for you to be successful, okay? And so when you're going through a challenge, know that God is going to be with you. He wants you to succeed. Any challenge that we go through is so that we can learn something, okay? And when it seems hard, believe it or not, that's probably when you're learning the most. So don't be afraid of the challenges that may come. Just know that God is going to help you. And so whenever challenges come, that's when you need to be prayerful. You need to be talking to God and listening and looking for him to show you answers and solutions, because he will. He absolutely will. Okay?
Okay.
The next one, let's go, Grace.
Ma'am?
What scares you about being a champion?
Like, not knowing what's going to happen next. Like, not knowing if there's going to be another challenge that I'm going to have to go through, and knowing if I'm going to make it or not.
Okay. There's a challenge all the time. That's constant. That's just called life. Okay? And like I told Faith, there's nothing any of you all face that you can't succeed at, because God is on your side. The Bible tells us, if God be for you, who can be against you? And sometimes that's an attitude that you have to have, because everybody that knows you're a Christian, everybody's not your friend. And the devil is real, and he does not want you to succeed. And so he may put stumbling blocks in your way. So you have to learn how to be able to tell if it's a stumbling block to make you fall. And so you have to always be consulting God. That's the whole point of having God with you all the time, because you can ask him and he'll show you. He may not send a big lightning bolt out of heaven, or he might not say, hey, you, okay? But he'll show you signs. If you're looking and you're paying attention, he'll show you signs. Or sometimes he'll give you an unction or a feeling deep in your spirit to let you know that, you know, a good job, or no, don't do that. Okay, that's the Spirit of God in you trying to lead and to guide you. And what you have to do is you have to follow that unction. Don't override it. Don't act like it didn't happen, because that's a precious gift. When God gives you an unction in your spirit, that's a precious gift. And that's helping to direct you, to help you to do the right thing, to help you to be successful. And so, excellent job, young people. You did an excellent job on being a champion. And like I tell you all are all champions to me. And I pray God's choicest blessing on you. The funny thing is we did this show on champions. We had an NFL player that was going to be on. He called at the last moment. So we are going to have him at another time. We do thank him for being willing, but he is in the middle of Super Bowl activities today. So I thank him for taking the time. But you all have done an excellent job. We're going to go out of this show listening to our musical guest, Sean Locks. Hello. God bless you and have a great week. Bye-bye.
You're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position, and those dreams that you long left fade away.